and think of those things that are above and not beneath. And tonight, we're going to worship God and step into His goodness. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. We'll stand your feet with us tonight as we worship.
Bless and redeemer, you are. I just lift you up right now. And I just thank you, Father God, through everything that's going on, through everything that in the world, in this country, in our lives, in our daily walk, Lord, through everything that is going on, I thank you that you are still on the throne. That, Father, no matter how big a circumstance may look, how much it may be attacking, no matter how much hurt, how much pain, Lord, I thank you that you are still here. That nothing is impossible with you. That you are God. You are the I am that I am. You were before anything and you'll be here after everything else is gone. You are the I am that I am. And Father, we just lift you up and we take the moment to recognize who you are and what you've done, Lord God. We thank you that as things try to come against us, that our faith, our hope, our trust, our joy is in you. It can't be stolen and it can't be taken. And we just claim it right now. Heaviness and heart, I tell you to go right now. In Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in me, that's in you, than he that's in the world. And Father, I thank you that you rise up in each of us and show yourself strong in us as we show ourselves strong in you, Lord God. I thank you that you are here. You are walking among us, Lord God, that your presence is here, touching your people, moving even now on their behalf, whether it be a physical healing, an emotional healing, a relationship healing, Father God, whether it be brokenness just inside them. Father, we bind the spirit of suicide off of this place, off of this area right now in Jesus' name, off of this country right now in Jesus' name. We lift up the hope that we have. We lift Jesus. Jesus, come, do what only you can do. Only you can do. For those that are walking in a space that, Father God, they're not as close to you as they were, and they're struggling, Father, visit them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord God. Bring them out of the place that they're in into a deeper place with you, Father God. To those that have not heard your voice for a while, Father, let their ears be sensitive tonight, and let your voice be the only thing they hear. Father, let the hopeless hear hope, feel hope, know Jesus today. Lord, we just lift you up. If we're not coming for you and we're not coming to tell people about you, then what's this all about? There's too many hurting and broken. There's too many just wandering around, not even knowing who Jesus is. Father, we pray for them. We pray for their eyes starting to be open, their heart to be open, and that somebody, even us, would cross their path and give us boldness to speak who you are to them. It doesn't have to be grand. We don't have to be men of many words. We don't have to know great and big words. We just have to know you. And the word says that they will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Use what you've done for us to set others free. And let our mouths speak your goodness in our life and where you brought us from. We just pray hope. Hope. We send out hope and faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Faithful promises.
by what we see or what we feel, but we stand on who you are and what you've shown us and what you've told us. We often hear, don't follow a person by their words, but by their actions. And Jesus, there is nothing you haven't done that would cause nobody not to follow you. You have been faithful. You have been faithful. There is not one thing that your Father spoke of you that you did not do. You have been faithful. Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We give you glory. You haven't forsaken and you haven't left and you won't forsake it and you won't leave. The same God that sits on the throne sits there now. You sit at the right hand of the Father just as you have. And we will worship you. We will get our strength and our hope and our joy and our peace from you. No matter what, our peace and our joy and our strength and the authority and the power comes from you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, good evening. How are you doing? Amen. Boy. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel heaviness. I felt heaviness. I felt that it's lifted. But
Amen.
I felt heaviness. Listen, there's one God.
Amen.
Amen. There's one
Don't
God.
Don't be stealing my... Oh. Stay out of my business.
I didn't look at his notes, I promise.
Stay out of my notes.
This is
and
Jesus
stay out
and the Holy
business.
Ghost. Because I'm not smart enough. It's Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, since I'm not allowed to talk.
No, you're allowed to talk. I'm
just stay out of your notes.
Yeah, just stay out of my notes. I'll correct you if you get my notes. Hey, no, you know, for some reason, I feel like I've missed you guys. It almost seems like it's been a long time since I've seen you. I don't know why.
It was 4 days. 4 days.
I know what it was. I forgot. I was fasting and spending time with lots of folks, and lots of them was from out of town, so it made me feel like I was away for a little bit, my goodness. But I am so thankful to be with you tonight, and I'm just telling you, we're going to put our faith in Jesus. Amen.
Our anchor Hallelujah. To the ground, my hope and firm foundation. Oh, my goodness,
Amen.
I'm telling
Praise
you.
Praise God. Whew. Don't forget that we have a marriage conference coming up here.
We do.
Next
Why
month.
Why did you emphasize we?
We have a marriage conference coming up
I
here.
Guess he's making sure I come. I think he wants me to get some nuggets.
Woo! No. That is funny.
Man, we got a marriage Amen. Conference coming out. I can't
Hallelujah.
Even like elbow
Hallelujah.
Him or nothing.
Amen. You can't.
I know.
Amen.
Wait till
hey,
we get home.
One funny thing that happened is I know some of you know that I have this big, huge, giant remote. And it's a nice little man's remote. And what was funny was one of the guys that traveled up here gave me a little name for it. Praise God. Thought it was important to bring me a name all the way up here.
A man's remote.
A man's remote.
That's the name of the remote. A man's remote. Yep, a man Praise. Thought of that, just so you know, ladies.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Okay,
hilarious.
So what do we got going on? We got some good stuff going on. Now, talking about the XO Marriage Conference, if you didn't notice, I had to change the time out there on the invitations that are on Facebook, but we still Amen. Want you to sign up here in case we miss anything. So it starts at 8 instead of 7 because they were supposed to run it on Thursday and Friday night. And then we were just going to rewatch it on Friday and Saturday because that fits best into our schedule. Well, they've decided they moved their venue and changed their time. So now they're doing it on Friday night and Saturday morning. So we're going to be watching it live.
So they took their lead from us. Praise God.
I can't say they knew we were even doing that. But because we're doing it live, they're 7 o'clock, I believe, they're Texas. They're an hour ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And so then we have to go, or behind us. Behind us, yes. Behind us. So we have to come in at 8. So it's going to be a little later, but I promise it's worth it. There are some things that did make my face go red last
Amen.
Year, just warning.
Hallelujah.
But it didn't some other people's.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah.
So it was good, and so we're looking forward to it. We are going to have snacks and stuff to drink. So be expecting that. We're not going to have a full meal like we did last time, but we'll have snacks and stuff. We'll scale it down for this year. Hopefully next year we can get back to the meal part of it.
So we get snacks, not the full-blown meal. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You missed it last year. We cooked for everybody.
Yes.
We did.
And it was good
food. It was good if I had to say so
myself. Was it good food? Amen.
Listen, praise Phil did God. Most of it. He is an excellent cook. If he's never cooked for you, you should yell at him. His fried chicken is the best, but he is not allowed making his fried chicken in my house for you. Because although Phil is one of the best cooks in the world.
I'm one of the messiest cooks in the world. Thank you, baby.
He is I'm telling you, he can throw it down in the kitchen.
Amen.
You can. I'll give props where props due. Okay, what else do we have going on? So then we have our first membership class that we're going to start holding once a month. It's the third Saturday of the month going forward, and it will be this month, the 16th, and it goes from 9 to 12. Now, there are those of you who are members.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There are those of you that are members, and you say, oh, but I want to know what's going on. Come, sign up.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you're not a member now. Just means you're nosy too, like me, and you want to come find out what it's all about.
Amen. And the other thing is
that. No, it doesn't mean you're nosy.
And the other thing is that if you cannot make that time, let me know and we'll work. We realize that people have schedules and all that kind of stuff. So we'll work around work schedules or anything like that. And we will get connected and be able to do it, okay?
Amen. And then.
What else are we signing up?
Those are the two things, the EXO conference and the...
I'm
getting to that. The EXO conference and the... went that fast. New membership classes. Mm-hmm. The signups are out on the table. And then we are opening up the worship team. This doesn't come around like you can't just come up anytime and join the worship team. This only comes around a couple times a year. So, maybe even a couple times, but we are opening up the worship team for auditions. If you guys would like to try out for the worship team, get with Linda Kaiser.
Amen.
And she will let you know what you need to do and what to expect. That's going to be open all January for you to submit and to talk to her. So, if you're not sure right now, go pray about it. Come back. You can talk to her by the end of January is fine. And then, because we... normally don't say, but we're going on vacation.
Woo!
Amen. Yay! Most of you already know anyway. You've been with us for years, and you know in January we go on vacation every year. So we're getting ready to go on vacation, but we have some good speakers that are set up that are going to come in. Two of them that we know of for now, because we usually use in-house, and we've been doing that the last few times that we've been out. So we thought, well, let's go partner up with our main house. And so Pastor Nicole Waters will be here on the 24th preaching to y'all. She is fireball just like her father. She delivers the word in a different way than he does, but it's still powerful nonetheless. Amen?
Amen.
And then we have Pastor Tim LeMaster. Not funny. Pastor Tim LeMaster. Yeah, Pastor LeMaster. We make fun of his name all the time. He is the youth pastor for the Bodkins campus. Amen. He's going to come, and he's going to bring us a word that Thursday. And then I think... we'll have to get back with you for the next two services. It'll be good.
Yep.
They'll be good.
Amen.
May include somebody from the house or two more people from out. We don't know. But that's the direction we got so far, and we will keep you updated. And do not stay at home just because we're not here.
Yes. Praise
I'm
God.
Telling you that if you do, you're going to miss something that was meant specifically for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because any time that you feel the need to stay at home that strongly, there is something that the Lord has for you, and you are going to miss out.
Amen.
Yes, all of you watching live stream, you make sure you watch his live stream those days. If you're not back yet and you're still watching live stream, still live stream those days. It's going to be some powerful services that there's going to be. So, and I think that's all I got.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sound like all I got?
Yep, I think so.
Okay.
All right, praise God.
I want my water, too. You ain't taking my water.
Hey.
You have one.
I'll just keep that.
I'll drink that one. All
right. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What am I supposed to do now? Let the children's church get started and kick you guys out of here? And hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, Pastor Jared, remind me that I want you to do something here in the next week or so in children's that I'm going to have you do. So Remind me, and that'll maybe make me remember what I'm thinking of right now. Priest. See, that's why I'm asking him, because he's good at juggling lots of things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, we're going to take a few minutes just to take up the offering. But, you know, I'm going to tell you that more and more we're going to need to have unity within our hearts. But more and more, you're going to have personal convictions of why you believe. And so tonight, when we take up our offering, I want you to know that this should be, when you get times to take up an offering, when you get times to pray for people, you know, when someone asks you to pray for them or you get an opportunity to witness to people, it should be stirring in you that these are parts of the sacred benefits that we get for salvation in Jesus. Amen? And so every time we get a chance to give, every time we get a chance to worship, every time we get a chance to mention him or to pray for people or to acknowledge those relationships that have been birthed in our life out of Jesus, man, those things are profound. And, you know, I just want you to be stirred, and I want you to make sure that you're grabbing a hold of what God declares for you. Because when it comes to giving and things, I don't want you to just give because you're just giving. I want you to be stirred in your faith. I want you to know that it's a part of your relationship with God. I want you to know that he takes what you give him very preciously. And he honors you as you honor him. And I want you to know that God never wants you to miss out on what belongs to you. I mean, he looked at the little widow woman who gave her two mites, and he didn't stop her. Because of why? She was releasing a connection to him that would just fortify her future. Amen? And so when you release things to God, he's partnering with you, and he's excited about it because he knows that he has now a right in a covenant with you. You know, he says, choose. I mean, salvation is for everybody. And he puts it out there and says, I will that every person would be saved. Why? Because God reaches towards us, but then we have to reach towards him. So then faith and life in his goodness can be exploded upon us. Amen? So we're just going to pray over the offering. And I just want you to bring forth your offering just in a stirring of faith. And make sure that you are not afraid to ask God to help you with anything. You know, Lord, you are going to rebuke the devourer. God, I am praying that you establish and help me. And don't be afraid to put things out there because God will answer your faith and your prayer. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your eyes go to and fro, Father. Father, you never slumber. In fact, the Bible says that you look for those who will stand in the gap, God. Father, you look for those who will release their faith, God. Father, it's your desire that as we give, you'll multiply it back. God, it's your desire that as we give, you will rebuke the devourer, Father. Lord, it's your desire that we would just open our lives on a continual basis so that you can be involved. And Father, I thank you that as your people are faithful and they give, Father, Lord, you are faithful. And Father, you're pouring out blessing upon their life. You're pouring out your goodness, God, mercy, grace, forgiveness, kindness, and increases falling upon every one of us, God, because of your love and your covenant towards us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. An amazing shirt today, and I just, my only thought was, man, why didn't I see a shirt like that a long time ago? Because I could have said it to my mama and to my dearest wife, Pastor Regina, there. But the shirt said, "How do I know how to act my age? I've never been this old before." That is wonderful, amen. Wow. So. So don't be, hallelujah. So don't be trying to get me to act my age. If I've never been my age before, how do I know how to act? Amen? So you can't charge me with not acting my age. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. That is wonderful. Hey, you know, I just want to start tonight by reminding each and every one of us that no matter what is going on, we have got to have a confidence in who God is. It doesn't mean that the world's going to be okay every day. It doesn't mean that everything is going to fit within our circle every day. But we have to have an absolute confidence that the outcome is God will win. Amen? And when God wins, we win. Amen? And I'm telling you that we are going to have to understand that though we may not like it, we do know that the Bible declares unto us that unrest and difficulty and things that we have known to be our confidence and things that we have known to be what we look forward to and what we feel peace in, those things are going to be shaken, amen? And so even though we don't like what we see going on, one thing that should happen for the believer is your confidence in God should raise. Amen. Come on. And if my confidence in God will raise, buddy, my peace should be able to raise. Amen. I mean, I was talking to someone and they said, "Can you believe all this? Can you believe that all this is happening?" I said, "Yes." They said, "You can?" I said, "Yeah, because the Bible tells us so." And I said, so even though I don't like it and I'm not happy that it's going on, one thing I am excited about is, boy, I know more than ever that the Bible's true. Amen? Woo! I can have an absolute confidence. And if I know that the Bible's true, I also know that at the appointed time, Jesus is coming to rescue us. Amen? And tonight I'm going to talk to you about something that's as critical as that, and that is this. We're not trying to lay up treasures on this earth. Now listen to me, that don't mean that we don't work hard and we don't pay our bills and try to save money and have money to do with. I want you to do all that. The Bible says that. The Bible says that a man that shall not work shall not eat. What does that mean? Don't sit around doing nothing. Let's go to work. Let's use our gifts. Let's do all that. But I also want you to know something. That there is treasure beyond what we see. In fact, the Bible says that the Lord doesn't want us just to be worried about these things. He says that if you can't handle mammon, money, and natural things, how can I trust you with the true riches? What are true riches? Obviously, the most truest rich is eternal life. Amen? And so we definitely want to have God trust us with that. But what I also want you to know is that health is a true rich, isn't it? Something you can't pay money for. I won't tell you his name, but not too long ago, I was just saddened over the story of a billionaire who had created a great company, and he was an absolute billionaire, but he got a terminal sickness. And he did not have faith in God. And I just thought about that, and I thought, wow, right now, even a billionaire status means nothing. Because life in eternity is a priceless treasure, amen? You know, when I think about something that's priceless, right away, I look at Miss Regina, whoo, and my eyes get to fluttering because love is priceless, isn't it? Amen? You cannot put a price on that. And so I want you to understand something. Mercy and forgiveness and the things that are intangible are riches that God really wants to trust you with. And one of the most important riches, in fact, I believe the most important rich you will ever have is your testimony. Woo! The blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Who you are in Christ, who you are in Him, how you are in Him is the priceless treasure that goes beyond any monetary status in the world. Amen? You know, I want you to know something, that you have got to really start grabbing a hold of something. You know why the Bible says that when things don't go your way, when you don't know about leadership, you know, the Bible doesn't say to go do anything except for to pray. Why? Because the Bible says that if my people, which are called by my name, would just humble themselves, turn from wicked ways. In other words, don't go the way of the world. Do things the kingdom of God way and pray, your land can be healed. And it also says that when I pray for those that are in authority and those that are in leadership positions, when I pray for them, the Bible says that we can have a peaceful and good life. I also want you to know that the Bible says this, that the disciples said, Lord, how will we be able to have your help and the world know it not? And do you know that Jesus said, those who abide in me, I will make my abode with them. And even though the world won't know it, you will know it. You know, I want you to know that in 2020, there are Christians who let me know that they got to pay all their debt off. In 2020, I want you to know that there was a couple that had a baby, even though the doctor said they'd never have one. I want you to know that I know countless people that got promoted in 2020. I want you to know, I was just talking to a young man, and he opened his own business in 2020 and gave up a union job where he was traveling around making lots of money. But he said, God, I am making all this money, but I'm gone for 6 months at a time from my wife, and I would rather just be able to do something where I can go to church, preach the gospel, minister to people, and be with my family. And guess what? The young man is making now in his own more money in his own business than he was before, getting to set his own hours. See, what we have got to make sure of is that when all this craziness is going on in the world, we do not get distracted. One of the biggest things you have to work on